This morning, the Senate's Committee on Labor and Government Reform voted down the bill, but its sponsor, Stephen Noss, is still hoping the bill will get to the full legislature. He's willing to change his proposal so that prevailing wage only applies to more expensive state building projects, not local projects by schools or municipalities.
That is a doggone good compromise, and that's a long way from the position I initially took out, the full repeal. I think it clearly is a fair compromise. It will save local governments money.
Democrats point out savings are questionable and call it an attack on the middle class. The prevailing wage applies to public construction projects. Companies have to pay wages based on what's paid in the area. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio. This morning,